5:40 on my clock here, 5:41 now. And this is a meeting of the Consolidated Commission on Utilities. This is our monthly meeting. And up today, we're going to discuss GPA and GWA matters. For the record, those present are myself, Commissioner Chacos, Commissioner Sanchez, Commissioner Santos, and Commissioner Duffins. Everybody's here. And the first order of business is
approval of minutes.
Oh, approval of minutes. Is there a motion to
move to
second?
Second. Approved by Commissioner Santos, seconded by Commissioner Guthert. Any further questions? Subject to written correction. Any further discussion? No. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries unanimous. Public comment?
No
one signed up? Okay. We're starting with GWA today.
Sir, I'd like to defer to the senior gentleman from GPA for him to go first.
Yeah. Okay.
Slightly senior gentleman.
Okay. Thank you very much for the correction.
Okay. Mr. Benedetti, the floor is yours. You go straight to the resolutions, or do we have any questions on the GM? You gave the GM report. Are there any follow-ups? No.
Mr. Chairman, I'm assuming nothing's changed in the last 72 hours, so
yeah.
Let's wait
for
the management report. Let's go to the resolutions.
Yeah, yeah.
Resolutions. It's Friday.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, thank you very much. I have three resolutions before you today, starting with Resolution 2020-01. We began this process in November when we first brought to the CCU the issue about requiring batteries for all net metering and all actually any intermittent energy source being tied into the grid. And we have gone through a process of having an outreach program, had many presentations over the past few months of the reasons why it's needed, and then also concluded, came up with an alternative as a result of the CCU's discussion on the matter. So before you today really is that resolution, which again is really to ensure that the reliability of the system is maintained. Because we have now about 49 megawatts, and people may say 49 over 250 peak. No, it's really 49 over the daily load of about 200. So about 25% of the energy in the system is intermittent at this point. And so again, as mentioned earlier, we are providing the new energy storage system that's coming on. It's going to be tested beginning the first week of March, which should improve all these short-term outages that occurs as a result when a generator is lost or a major solar PV goes down. And so again, that would improve the system, and we do not want to see a degradation of that again, if we continue to allow other non-controlled intermittent energy into the system. So our recommendation is to really recommend that all NEM customers have frequency control capability or energy storage system after June 1st, 2020. It's also, as part of the discussions, we noted that whereas GPA could provide energy storage system into the grid at low cost due to its opportunities to economies of scale, where we mentioned that a typical customer-owned battery may be about 7 cents a kilowatt hour. GPA could provide such an energy storage system for less than 2 cents a kilowatt hour. And so that led to discussions about where we will petition the PUC to create an energy storage rate schedule where an NEM customer may put in their battery themselves or choose to pay this rate and we're recommending this initial rate, $2.43 per kilowatt hour per month as installed, and then as a result, GPA will take care of finding the right battery or through a combination of other projects battery adequate to mitigate intermittency. So again, in the resolution, we also added that really it could be, some are saying to the outreach that we're really anti-solar, but that's quite the contrary. You know, as some we've been putting in a lot of solar PV for the island. And again, we're really trying to promote more renewables, and therefore we're providing this alternative of a low cost alternative to putting in their own batteries, but still their choice, no? So again, be it resolved, we'd like to send this resolution, which requires again on June 1st, after June 1st, all intermittent energy sources to be tied to the grid must have some energy frequency control or batteries, and to allow us to petition the PUC for a new rate. So those were the changes made as a result of the work session. Mr. Chairman, I'm ready for you.
Commissioner Sanchez?
Mr. Chairman, I move to approve resolution number 2020-01, authorizing management to require all future utility scale and NEM solar photovoltaic and wind turbine systems to have frequency control capability or energy storage systems in order to be tied into the island power grid.
Second.
Okay, any further discussion? Go ahead.
I know there was some discussion about key phrasing and adding from the work session.
Sure.
Between John and council, can you remind us
we added the last one and the third to the last whereas in the resolution, whereas we will petition the PUC to create an energy storage. I added whereas we could provide energy storage at a low cost. And then whereas this move, we actually continue to promote the development of renewable energy of Guam and gives choices and flexibility to the individual in a way that is in their best economic interest. So that was the addition.
The last three whereas is already done.
Well, you also modified starting on row 47, right? Where you corrected the after June 1st.
That's correct. We corrected it to after June 1st, okay. Both on that and in the result.
Okay, just a little wordsmithing as a recommendation for the commission's consider is the number 5 resolve. I think that traditionally the way this we really word this is GPA is authorized to petition the PUC to create, yeah. So I think we should be consistent. You don't need the word however, just say GPA is authorized to petition the PUC to create an energy storage.
Who made the change?
I don't know. You're better at this than I am. What do you think?
No, it's a legal question, guys. Not us.
I'm sorry.
Okay. We don't wordsmith this.
GPA, your question whether Howard GPA will petition? As opposed, yeah. You want us to make sure we authorize
them? Yeah.
Yeah, let's put it out.
Graham, yeah, so what's your opinion?
The change, GPA is authorized to petition the PC. That's the standard we've done.
That's the language.
So move, Mr. Chairman, to amend line 76 to
second.
Add
second.
That phrase is authorized to petition the PUC.
Okay. Okay, any further discussion or we're fine? Okay, on the amendment, all those in favor signify by aye. Okay, now the main motion to adopt the resolution. No further discussion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, main motion carries unanimous. Okay, John, next.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. 2020-05, as we're aware, this issue about condominium rates and condo owners wanting to have rates similar to residential rates has been an issue for many years. Finally, in one of the public hearings, it was noted that if they wanted a change, they had to petition the PUC for that change. Subsequent to that, they did petition the PUC, and the PUC and GPA work on determining a cost of service, or evaluating the cost of service at least today, and what is the impact from condo owners. And as a result of that, the PUC has requested a recommendation from GPA and CCU on the petition before them to provide residential rates for condominium owners. And as shown in the work session, we have put up a request which actually does decrease condo owners' rates by a certain amount, and that furthermore, that this change really, because the issue here has been that way back in the early, many decades ago, if you will, condominiums were built with one master meter, so it does not allow for individual metering of the locations. And their concern is the infrastructure upgrades required now to put in those master meters, like those individual meters, are substantial. So this is kind of a way of trying to come to a compromise to perhaps allow those to be grandfathered in, if you will, in this scenario. And this will, we develop what you call a Schedule D, which is for condo owners, and furthermore, any new condo owners beyond the existing, if you will be have to follow the regulations as before, where they have to provide individual meters for the different owners. And again, one reason for that is so that it promotes more an energy efficiency type of conservation type of scenario where a person manages their individual consumption. So as discussed in the work session, Mr. Chair, we really didn't make a change yet. There was some discussions about, do we call it multi-dwelling or condominium? We've been going through that and had some discussion with given the realtors today.
Yes, we had some realtors.
They're evaluating that because there is some issue. There is something in our regular residential rate about multi-dwelling, and it kind of refers to more like the apartment type. Right.
So what's the difference between a condominium and an apartment? Does this rate apply to an apartment?
The condominium is really the, from what I'm understanding, the unit is tied into having ownership also of the part of the property that is on the
right,
versus apartment. Yeah.
Right, but that's got nothing to do with their power service.
But again, it's really it's just the way it's organized now, and that's kind of where. But I suggest that as we move forward, and we are going to be looking at the rates over the next several years. Over the next few years here, as we move towards the end of the new power plan, then we look at how do we restructure, as you have suggested, the how do you name all these individual rates. But at this point, I think condo seems to still be the appropriate differentiation. And again, we're reconfirming that.
Okay, Commissioner Sanchez.
Yeah, I'll make the motion to approve the resolution so we can just flesh that out just a little bit more. But
okay,
Chairman, I move to approve the resolution 2020-05 authorizing the management of GPA to petition the Guam PUC to create a condominium rate schedule.
Second.
Discussion, Mr. Chairman?
Sure.
So if you have a 6-unit apartment with a single meter, do they qualify for this same schedule that you're proposing for condominiums?
Yes.
So the word condominium, so it's not just for condominiums, it's for condominiums and apartments. That's why I'm wondering if that's the right word.
Yeah, but I have not seen any apartments.
With a single meter?
No, I have single meters, but I haven't seen classification where they have master meters. So
isn't a single meter a master meter?
No, master meter means one master with sub-meters.
Well, aren't there 4-unit apartments that have 1 meter, and then they don't submeter the 4 units?
Yeah, I haven't seen it. There's no request for it. So
I think we have captured all the individual master meters in existing.
And we call them a condominium.
Yes.
Okay. I think we have.
I
think all the individual
apartments
may have had, as a matter of practice in the past, have had individual meters.
And so there are no apartments that have a single
master meter.
Not that one.
So you're comfortable with condominium, right?
Yes. We asked the real estate agency before the meeting. He says he's comfortable with the word condominiums.
Right. So the only reason I ask is, but in the future, an apartment owner could build a unit with a master meter, and he would own the apartment. He wouldn't make it a condominium, but wouldn't he qualify for this master meter rate?
Right now we have so we put in the clause there that is effective at the time the PUC approves. So it's one-time election. So the newer biddings, if they don't meet the 10 line, they won't be eligible for the
single meter.
Oh, it's only for, you mean an apartment? 5 years from now, if someone builds an apartment, they must always have separate meter.
Yes.
So that's what we're doing.
Yes, okay. Yes.
So that's why you're comfortable limiting it to condominium.
Yes.
You're not aware of any, if there is an apartment with this master meter, they would still fall under the condominium, right? That's your thinking, right?
Yes.
Sort of it captures all of it.
Yes.
Right, okay. And then in the future, any multi-family dwelling, it's not a condominium, has to have individual meters, right?
Yeah, even condominiums.
You have to have individual
meters. Yes, this is just to support buildings that was built before, and they didn't have, the design was much different back in the early days.
Excuse me. Can you also just give us an idea of numbers? How many buildings have single master meter for everything?
For the Schedule P, we have about 10 that we are aware of. For Schedule J, we have about 15 buildings.
They were built in the 70s.
So there's only 25.
The
like a lot more. So all the other apartments that we see around Guam are all individually metered now?
Yeah, that's what I'm aware of. But okay. Yeah.
Well, that's good. The ones that are individually metered now is good for us, and in the future, you must be individually metered regardless of what you call your complex, condominium, apartment, multifamily dwelling.
Yes.
On the metering side, our side of the equation, we're going to call that this condominium rate, and the rules will require that you must have separate meters for your multiple units, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Any other discussion or questions? No? Ready for the question? All those in favor of approving this resolution signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries unanimous. Okay,
Chairman, I move to approve resolution 2020-06 relative to authorizing the management of GPAs to solicit bids for the supply of residual fuel oil number 6 for the baseload plants.
Second. Okay.
This is our standard oil purchase that we've been doing
since
John had dark hair.
We went through this at the work session. Any questions?
No.
Are there no questions or discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries unanimous. Isn't there one more, John?
No, that's it, Mr. Chair.
That's it?
Thank you, Commissioner Sanchez.
Thank you.
Okay, no, I just want to make sure we got everybody, right?
Thank you,
GPA.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you, Commissioners.
Thank you.
Okay. We don't need a 5 minute break. Are you ready to go?
No.
Okay, let's go straight away. John, you and your legal counsel should remain.
Okay.
Everybody on your staff can leave. Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Mr. Miguel, we're out of you. The floor is yours.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Our first resolution that we're presenting for your approval is Resolution 13-FY2020, and this is relative to approving the modernization of our enterprise and resource planning system.
Mm-hmm. Commissioner Sanchez.
Mr. Chairman, I move to approve Resolution 13-FY2020 for GWA relative to authorizing the modernization of the Guam Water Works Authority enterprise resource planning system.
Second.
Okay. Further
discussion?
No, just vote. Okay, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next one, we have. What's your next?
The next resolution is Resolution 16-FY2020 relative to a change order for the Route 4 sewer relief sewer line rehabilitation. This is to advance some manhole work that will take us above the contingency that we have in the contract. As I explained earlier, it's necessary and urgent for us to prevent delays in the CIPP portion of that construction project, and also to alleviate further delays in traffic obstructions for that line of Route 4.
Commissioner Sanchez.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to approve Resolution 16-FY2020. Relative to the approval of a change order number 2 for the Route 4 relief sewer line rehab and replacement construction contract with Pro Pacific Builder Corporation.
Second.
Any further discussion on this?
Discussion.
No? Okay. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries unanimous. Miguel, what else do you have?
That's it, sir.
Okay. We have two different executive sessions. We have one for litigation first, and then we have personal matter. Do you want a 5-minute break, and then we'll start, or are you ready to go?
Motion recess.
Just a five-minute break.
5-minute
break.
Yeah, Chris, thanks.
Great job. You didn't even get a chance to sit down. That's when you're fastest yet.
Why, did you want to talk?
Yeah, Gil didn't want to say something, you know, because he didn't ask about financials. They feel left out.
Yeah, they're asking me if we can end early so they can go home.
Oh, that's it. Okay.
Yeah, even Vanji said, hurry up. It's Friday. We have to. Yeah, and it just sat down, didn't even. I'm sorry. Yeah. We can watch the news. Thank you, Mr. Camp.
Paul, good job. I said a lot tonight.
I said everything I should have.
Yeah.
And more.
Sorry about that. This is their check?
Yeah, no, I'm going to take it.
Okay.
I got to get yours, though, because I don't know what part is here.
Lou.
Thank you, sir.
You got to stop it and then we'll start it.